Hello and welcome to the Liz on Biz podcast, where the guests are barely prepped and I'm barely ready. I'm your host, Liz Teresa, and I help you launch and build online businesses you love. This podcast is all about entrepreneurship, and I hope you like it. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Liz on Biz with Liz Teresa. Of course, I'm Liz Teresa, but my guest is not. I have a guest who is a different person than me, and he is named Josh Hainem. He is the co-founder of Interact Quiz Builder. It's a tool used by more than 30,000 businesses, including me, but also including the American Red Cross, Tony Robbins, Say What, and Forbes. He's probably seen more quizzes than any other human on earth right now, and I would actually be inclined to agree with you. I'm thinking you'd probably see more quizzes than, like, Cosmopolitan.
Yeah, literally. I've seen so many quizzes, like, at this point. It's absurd. So, yeah, I would guess. I mean, there's definitely people that want to challenge me. They're like, no, I take quizzes all day long. I don't even work. And it's like, hey, okay, well, you probably shouldn't tell me that. But at the same time,
that work for you?
No, not that work for me, but, like, I run into people and tell them what I do, and they're like, no, there's no, I take way more quizzes than anybody, but I'm like, I don't know. I've been doing this for, like, 4 years, and I take, like, at least 10 or 15 quizzes a day, so that's a lot,
like,
of quizzes.
You're probably really fun to go to, like, the doctors with, and you probably fill out all the forms really, really fast.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're probably like, name, I got this. Like, you probably just know stuff really fast, right?
Yep. You get so used to it after you do it. It's like you don't even think about it anymore. So
yeah. So did you always know that, like, did little Josh look at, like, his adult future Josh and think to himself, that Josh is going to build a quiz someday? Like, did you always know this? Where did this come from?
Yeah, I mean, I would say not particularly quizzes, but I think a lot of the aspects that go into quizzes, just like how much it gets into, like, exploring things, discovering things, like asking questions, like being curious, being creative, like, that was always me. Like, I was always, like, building things, creating things, like, exploring, trying to figure out what was next, like, what was possible. Like, I was always creating things as a kid. Like, I think I made a teeter-totter out of, like, tires and long boards and made, like, a giant tree house. And I was always curious about, like, what was possible, and then, like, you know, asking questions of people and trying to learn. And while that may not translate directly into quizzes, it kind of does, because the quizzes have so much, like, psychology in them. It's so much about person-to-person interaction, like, learning from one another, asking questions, like, you know, exploring what's possible. And that all wraps into quizzes. And then obviously just the elements of building a company from the ground up are very much about, you know, exploring and creating things. I mean, it's the closest thing we have to, like, building physical objects now that everything's online, is, like, creating websites, creating companies. So that part is really, really in line with kind of what I've always done. But even the quizzes themselves, just, like, how the psychology is behind them, and I've always been inquisitive, to use a quiz in word.
I'm so glad you did. That's, like, I speak in pun all the time, so you're welcome here.
It's perfect. But yeah, I mean, I've always been, like, that person that's just questioning everything, like, taking things apart, you know, not necessarily putting them back together, but taking them apart at least, and just learning how things work. And that does really play into quizzes, because there's so much to be learned from them.
Yeah, my grandfather used to, like, we used to buy him watches, and, like, the goal would be to buy him, like, really cheap, terrible ones, so that way he could, like, break them on purpose and then, like, put them all back together. Because that was, like, what his mom, he, like, enjoyed that. Like, he'd, like, find watches and, like, do stuff with, I don't even know why, but I just remember as a kid, he'd have, like, these eyeglass repair kits, and he'd use them to do that. Isn't that just so, and I always think about it, like, myself, because I make websites and stuff, and I like to make things. And so I used to think about how I like understanding how things work, because, like, and I was like, well, he used to just do that to watches.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I used to repair computers. That was one of my first companies, actually, when I was back in like high school. And I loved the aspect of like taking something apart, figuring out what was wrong, putting it back together, and understanding the building blocks behind it. Not just like, here it is as a finished product, but what's underneath? Like, what makes this thing tick? To do another one. that was super enjoyable to me. And now with software, you're able to kind of do the same thing. And even with constructing a business, it's like, what are the elements that makes this work? You know, how do I create something that our customers can use and their customers enjoy? And how do we break that all down and understand the building blocks so that we can build it back up bigger and better? So that is fascinating to me.
So what did you do before Interact? So you had a computer company in high school. So like, that's also pretty telling about your personality that you were like a high school student who had the, I don't know, the chutzpah enough to just be like, I'm gonna do my own thing. I mean, I worked at a grocery store in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, proudly, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was kind of like a forced thing because I tried to work at a grocery store. Like, I don't know if you know the grocery store called Raley's. It's like a kind of a small chain, but tried to work there, tried to work at like Food Max and Safeway and everywhere. But this was like 2007, like right in the height of the recession. And I grew up in the Central Valley, which was hit especially hard. Nobody hired me, like literally nobody. I tried to work anywhere and everywhere.
Wow.
Then I like delivered phone books for a while. That was horrible. And then I started my first company actually mowing lawns and like putting in sod, which is like those big old rolls of grass that are incredibly heavy. Basically threw my back out by the time I was like 16, because I was like carrying these 60-pound rolls of grass in like 110 degree weather for 10 hours straight. And then at that point, almost lucked into the whole computer business. I had like traded some used speakers for a laptop, and then the laptop turned out to be worth a ton of money, and I sold it, and that just kind of took off. So that really got me, in tune with the whole business aspect, you know, just a ton of phone calls with people, you know, buying and selling computers, you know, buying broken ones, fixing them, and then reselling them. So that got me really, really attuned to being on the phone, being comfortable talking to all kinds of people, talking through technical problems, all that kind of stuff. So I did that through the rest of high school, and then in college, stopped doing that because didn't have enough time. But then met up with my co-founder in college, and we didn't have much to work on in particular, but we started just doing websites like one at a time. We had all sorts of clients, like naturopathic doctors and sales consultants and people who were selling like marketing courses and that kind of stuff. And this was really before Wix and Weebly and those guys were like super big. So we were just building these things one at a time, and that got me even more in tune with like the technical aspects, and fell kind of back in love with the creation process behind building things. But because it was like so one at a time, it got boring after a while. And then we came across the quiz concept through that agency we were running. People were kind of doing quizzes here and there, and they were working really well, but there wasn't a tool for it. So we built a tool, and that has kind of come all the way through, and it's been over 3 years now that we've been doing this. So it's been quite a while, and it's been a wild journey. Definitely the most fascinating of all the things that I've done, just because of who we've been fortunate to work with, and the amount of reach that we have is just insane at this point. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, 30,000 businesses. That's pretty cool street cred, I would say. I mean, I was impressed when I read it out loud. So I think people are probably pretty impressed. And so you should definitely be proud. And it really resonates with me too that you said a lot of the people that you were working with when you were just doing, you know, the website thing, were people that were involved in like information oriented marketing. So sounds like you said naturopaths and sales consultants and those kinds of people. So like a lot of my listeners are people just like that, people that, you know, sell their expertise. And so I think that's really cool. So everybody, actually, if you go to LizTeresa.com/interact, you should use my link because I'm a partner with Interact and because I think it's the greatest product ever. And I use it myself and I think it's so much fun. So if you guys go there, you get, I think you guys have a free trial, right? Where you can kind of just see how things go. Yeah, it's so much fun. So much freaking fun. So I wanted to mention that while you brought it up. But something that you said that was so interesting and cool is that when you were getting into kind of, even back when you were younger, when you were doing the computer repair stuff, that a lot of, that's kind of where you got your phone skills. And I kind of wanted to talk about that because, I mean, because you were so pleasant on the phone, I wanted to have you on the podcast because we talked on the phone and I was like, oh, he's really cool. He should be on my show. And so that's why you're here. So I guess, were you always like gifted with the gift of gab, or like, is that just something that you think you have to like force yourself to do or something?
Yeah, no. And I appreciate that compliment, by the way. Definitely. Like, to the most not gifted with that. I was very, very quiet kid. Played a lot of sports, and that was kind of like my social thing. But other than that, like, not at all good with, you know, any sort of negotiation or even just like chit chat or anything like that. But you know, being thrown into it as like a 15, 16 year old, you know, selling computers through Craigslist or whatever, I remember just numerous times, you know, having answer calls wherever, whenever, like in the middle of a set at the gym, get a call, have to like turn the business voice on and just go for it. And it was really trial by fire. And with that particular business, I had, oh my gosh, at least 1,000 calls, like in over the course of like 2 or 3 years.
Wow.
Probably a lot more. And you just get really, really good at it when you do it that much. I mean, the whole repetition, the 10,000 hours thing is totally true. And I would say I've probably put in my 10,000 hours on the phone at this point. So you get super good at it once you practice it enough and you just learn to be able to adapt to literally anything that's thrown at you. No matter how crazy it is, no matter what situation you're in, like you're in the car, you're on an airplane, you're in an airport, you're, you know, at the gym, you're, you know, at a party and you have to step out and take a call. Like, you just learn to be able to be incredibly adaptable no matter what the situation or who's calling or how important they are, which has translated over really well to this company, because it's like the people that we interact with now, it's crazy, like CEOs, CMOs, like high level executives of really large companies very consistently. And you know, if you're not able to be up to par and be on their level, you're just gonna get shot down so quickly. So I was very fortunate to have that opportunity and really use that to build up my, you know, skills on the phone and my ability to do that, you know, be able to talk to literally anybody about anything, just through just an insane amount of practice.
That 10,000 hours and you're good, right?
Yeah, exactly. I totally believe that. And, you know, it's cool to be able to have a medium for it, you know, a reason to put in that time. I think it's really hard to, you know, practice talking on the phone that long if there's not a good reason for it. But, you know, because I was able to have that, it just really propelled me forward.
So how did you land these big deals? I mean, American Red Cross, Tony Robbins, Forbes, did they just like show up at your house one day and ask for pizza and a quiz? Or like, how did it come about?
Exactly. We made DiGiorno's, it was all good.
Oh, DiGiorno. Oh, that makes me so happy. Oh my God.
I really like DiGiorno's. It's so good.
It is. It's not delivery.
Right? It's not delivery.
It's better.
It actually tastes good. Like Domino's versus DiGiorno's, like usually DiGiorno's.
Oh, yeah. No contest there, except for the Cinestix. Once DiGiorno's gets Cinestix, it may be a different game.
You're right. You're right. Fun fact, we actually have a ranking of all the pizza places on our whiteboard in our office, like right next to where we figure out our database structure. We have a like list ranking of all the pizza places. So
What's number one?
Number one is Cheese Board, which is a Berkeley local place. It's delicious. It's incredible. It's incredible.
I love pizza. Pizza. We could just do this about pizza. We can just stop about the quizzes. I could literally
talk about pizza the rest of the time.
Let's try to just insert pizza into everyday conversation for the rest of this. Okay.
Perfect.
Pizza did you serve the American Red Cross, Tony and Forbes? No. Yeah. So, how did you find them?
Yeah, so I mean, I can give you an example of somebody that made a pizza quiz. Zagat, obviously the restaurant rating company that's owned by Google now, came to us and they made a which pizza place should you go to quiz for like most cities in the U.S., like major cities. So they made 50 of these quizzes. It's incredible. So they found us through blog posts, and that was really how this thing got off the ground in the first place. Coming from a background of being like a quieter kid and you know, more introspective and things like that, like writing and blogging was what I was really good at naturally. Like being on the phone is a learned skill. Writing is natural. So when this company was getting started and we were building out the platform, I wrote a few hundred blog posts about how to use quizzes for marketing, how that all works. I did probably 200 or 300 on our own blog, and then another 150 guest posts on every single marketing blog that exists. Like, name it, we have an article on their site. So that was how we have gotten most of our customers, and now we kind of have expanded that, and we have a partner program and things like that. But up to that point, it was all through blogging, which ends up getting you search traffic, and you're educating people on how it works. I don't know if we have a blog post on pizza quizzes, but I should make one. And
probably then, do. You know, there are so many quizzes that are already there for you when you go in.
Yeah.
There could totally be a pizza quiz.
I know, we should make one. I'll definitely get that done soon. I'll have somebody do that. I'll send a Slack note. It was all, organic, like blogging, education. When we started, it was over three years ago now, there wasn't any hype around quizzes like there is now. There was nobody that was like, oh, this is a cool concept, let's do this to build our companies. It was like, you have to explain it to every single person. And so I got really good at that through the medium of writing. And then people would come through and find those when they were interested in this concept. And then they'd be able to read through and see exactly how it works. And then go on and actually use our product. So that's actually how we've gotten all of these big companies, is just by offering them a really, really solid explanation of how it works before asking any other thing of them. Like, that's all free, obviously. So they can just read through all those articles, get a really good concept of how everything works, and then, commit to trying it on a trial. And then if it works out, then, they end up paying us. But that's what we did.
That is like so cool. And the Zagat thing, that's what a great story and what a wonderful thing. Because that's not the first time I've heard someone say it's kind of like you land a first, not that they were your first client, but you said they were like your first like big name client.
Yeah, well, actually our first big name client was Red Lobster.
That's awesome. That's so cool.
Yeah. They also found us through a blog post, but they made this quiz, like, what kind of endless shrimp are you? Or maybe it was just kind of, what kind of shrimp are you?
Coconut and shrimp. I've decided. Oh, yeah,
that's a good one. A lot of people got that one. This thing went nuts on Facebook. It's still their most liked Facebook post that they've ever had as a company, and they've been on Facebook since, like, 2008 or something.
That is a great metric. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, they put up this post. It got 192,000 likes. It has like 13,000 comments and just like the longest like chains of comments about people like arguing over what kind of shrimp is best and then like virtually high-fiving because they got the same kind of shrimp and all this kind of stuff. And these are like...
That's fun.
It's like professional working people. And it's just amazing to see everybody having fun. So those are really, really cool.
That is. And well, it sounds like, I mean, not to be very mushy, but quizzes bring people together. And this
they do.
Me,
yeah.
They do. And we're clearly enjoying talking about them. So it must not get old for you either.
Yeah.
Can you share, because like you're right, quizzes are super hot right now. Can you share like some of the benefits of quizzes? Like, even if some of the benefits you might share, people might already be familiar with, like how you can use them to build your list, say what. But like, in case you have some other benefits, I guess you have the floor to share them.
Yeah, definitely. I think the biggest one that, you know, I continue to be amazed by and just kind of realize the power of is just how a quiz can draw people in and capture their attention. I mean, it's so hard to get anybody's attention at this point for really anything. And a quiz has this unique ability to bring somebody in and really get their undivided attention for, you know, 2 to 3 minutes while they're answering these questions. And the reason for that is because they let you express yourself. They let you talk about yourself. And there's a study that Time magazine did that says 40% of the words we will say in our lifetimes are about ourselves. And if you think about marketing in general and the ways that we do marketing, there's not really another channel that lets you talk about yourself. Like, you're watching a video or reading a blog post, like, you're not talking about yourself. And so quizzes have this unique ability to let people answer questions, you know, get really personally involved in a way that's just so much more, it's on a different level in terms of the amount of attention you're going to give it. And we've just seen amazing examples of this where people are able to bring attention to causes or, you know, raise awareness for their brand because they can capitalize on that. And I think that is the thing that continues to stand out to me is just like, that's different. Like, that is new. That is something that you have not been able to do before. And there's not really another great way to do it. And it's just so, so powerful. So that's really like the number one thing for me right now.
I love that, and I totally appreciate what you're saying, because I feel that way about, like, when I go on Facebook, I try to only go on if I'm going to say something, because otherwise it feels so passive, because all I'm doing is reading and feeling all the things that everybody else is saying, and that's just, it can be a little draining, but I guess, like, when you take a quiz, it's fun, because it is, like, your way of expressing yourself and saying something. So I totally appreciate that. Do you guys, I guess here's a question for you. What would you say to somebody, like, if you're an entrepreneur and let's say you're like a weight loss coach, right? Mm-hmm. And you want to add a quiz to your site that's going to engage with the people that are reading your site. So let's say it's a woman and she's targeting millennial women and that want to lose weight. What kind of how should they go about picking a quiz topic? Because, like, should they, I mean, I guess pizza wouldn't be the right choice for someone like that, even though we love, maybe like Liz Teresa, the web designer, could do a pizza one, because I love pizza and I'm very public about it. But, like, you know, I guess, would you have advice for her selecting a topic? Like, does it necessarily need to be 100% linked to, like, your brand? Or can you just have a little fun with it sometimes? I guess, do you have advice for that?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question. That's really good, really good question. And we do get that a lot. And basically, the key with that is to match up a very engaging, like, fun quiz with your brand. So you do want to keep it on brand, and you do want it to be relevant to exactly what you're doing. So the ideas that come to mind, and some of these are actually in our platform as templates, are things like, you know, what's your body type? you know, there's different body types, and based on those, you know, it affects the way that, you know, eating and exercising can affect your weight. So that's one that we've seen done. You know, how natural do you eat is another one. Is your diet too restrictive is another one. What's your workout style is another one. How happy are you? And these are all just templates that are in our platform right now. And basically, the way that that works is you're matching up like the natural appeal of quizzes, right? Because you want to learn something about yourself. You want to answer questions. That's obviously a big appeal, but you also want those to tell you something about yourself. So the way that works is you have a quiz where it's like, which blank are you, or what blank are you? Like, how healthy is your diet, or what's your body type? That kind of thing is all in that category where it's like, I'm going to answer questions that's going to tell me what type I am. And then it's connected back to what you're offering, right? So if we do like the, you know, how healthy is your diet, right? And then based on your healthiness level, you're going to then be offered a different course, a different follow-up for, you know, if you're really unhealthy, it's like, all right, here's a few steps you can take just to get started. If you're already pretty healthy, it's like, okay, here's like a few actionable tips, right? And those all play into the weight loss coaching, right? Because it's like, no matter what level somebody's at, you can coach them to get to the next step. But since you know what level they're at, it's much easier to offer the right follow-up, the right, you know, the right upsell, the right offer, the right coaching call to action, so that you can then, you know, continue the conversation and bring them on as a client. So you want to match up the, you know, what type of blank are you with your particular industry so that you can follow up effectively.
That's a really good point. And I also think if you're keeping those two things in mind, like the fun factor of filling out a quiz along with like making sure it's pertinent to your space, that's going to create more qualified leads for you probably than like, you know, something that's totally alien, like, you know, which Pretty Little Liar are you? Which I would take for fun.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I mean, really the two traps that people fall into is being too fun or too boring. And if you're too fun and you're doing, you know, which Pretty Little Liar are you, which I forgot which network that's on, but the network that ran that show did that quiz.
They did? It's Freeform.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it works for them, like if you're Freeform, but if you're, you know, weight loss coach, like that's not going to work.
Unless you only target women who watch Pretty Little Liars and yeah, lose weight. That's like that's a little too niche, probably.
It's a very small market. Although, I mean, if it's there, that would work. That would work.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. No, that's really helpful. And just so people can kind of envision how quizzes can build leads, like, I think you really spoke to a great way when you think about the results, like having result-oriented calls to action based on like how people answer and stuff. That's like one way. And like the way that I think about it too is that they have to give you their email to get their results, which can also build your list, right?
Yeah, exactly. Cool. And then since you know what type they are, you can then, you know, segment them out in your email list and your autoresponder based on which type they are.
Wow. That is like, man, psychological marketing at its best. That is really cool. Oh, I didn't even think about it that way, but you totally can. That's beautiful. Yeah. Okay, that's something I'm going to have to think a little bit about for a little while. I also wanted to ask you about giveaways, because like, so Interact is doing giveaways, right? Is that in beta or is that available to all the people?
Yeah, that's available to all the people. Our platform is kind of like the way we're approaching our platform is like Amazon Prime, where you pay for it and then they just keep adding stuff. So we started with quizzes and, you know, people are paying for it, and then we added giveaways and that's just included. And then we just added polls last week or 2 weeks ago, and that's also included when you have a subscription with us. So giveaways are a very simple way to get social action to build up your list, and they're quicker to put together and things like that. So basically the primary way you enter a giveaway is by putting in your email and your name and things like that, and then you can get additional entries by sharing that giveaway. onto Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and things so that other people find the giveaway and then opt in and things like that. So it's really self-perpetuating. It continues to build by itself. So giveaways are really powerful, and you just have to kind of have a good offer that's relevant to the type of audience that you want. That's the big thing with giveaways, is like, make sure you're giving something away that only your audience that you want is actually interested in. That way you're eliminating anybody that's like just entering to win a giveaway. So that's how you kind of weed out the bad entries. And then, yeah, it's just really simple to set up, launch on social media, embed on your site, that kind of stuff. So giveaways have been really powerful. And then we also have the polls now, which are, you know, a standard like enter or not enter, but like vote on which one you like best, you know, what logo should I get next, or, you know, which of these logos do you like best, things like that. And then you can vote and see how other people did. And then you can also use those to build your list, because you can put an email capture form within a poll in order to reveal the poll results. So that's another way.
That's tricksy. I feel like that would work really well with like polls. I just thought of like, if you had like an online magazine, like with readership that you wanted them to like, I just picture it on a magazine site, and I'm not even sure why.
No, I mean, yeah, like a lot of magazine sites will do it. It's like, you know, who's better looking, right? Like the old hot or not thing, like from way in, back in the day. Yeah, stuff like that. And then, you know, you can just, you can do, or like who wore it better, stuff like that. And then you can actually use the way that they voted on the poll to follow up via email. So we'll send their poll answer to your email list, and then you can use that to trigger like a follow-up email that says, hey, you voted on, you know, Kim Kardashian, like here's some styles that are relevant to you.
I like that.
Yeah, it allows you to get that customer data into your system really easily.
Awesome. So I have one more question about giveaways, just because you said something interesting, and it's more of like a question comment. So I want to repeat what you said that I liked. You said that it's important to pick something that kind of like your ideal client or customer would actually want. And so I think that is to say, just to like, I'm going to paraphrase it to make sure I'm getting it right. But it's kind of like, you know, like if you're like, let's say you're a sales consultant, let's just use that example. And like, let's say you wouldn't want to necessarily just give away an iPod Nano and a MacBook Pro and a Coach bag, because like anybody would want that. Am I kind of right? And then it's better to pick something that, I mean, you can probably have a couple things that are like, you know, I don't know, mainstream, but maybe making sure to make the big tamale something that's actually related to your brand. Is that kind of right?
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, the giveaways are really powerful for building a list quickly, but if you're getting the wrong people, it's totally useless, and like it'll mess up your list and you'll get people you don't want. So
yeah. If you were like a service oriented person, what should the sales consultant give away? Should they give away like a 1 hour strategy session to help you get better sales? Like that kind of stuff, like their actual services and products?
Yeah. So what we've been seeing in the service industry is like a lot of toolkits. It's like, you know, get started toolkit. It includes strategy session. It includes like coaching. It includes, you know, whatever kind of external benefits we can offer. And that's all packaged up and listed out on the giveaway. And then, you know, you can enter to win that. And obviously that's only targeting people that are interested in those services, because it's like no random person is going to enter to win like sales consulting.
you'd hope not.
Yeah, it'd be like a little strange. I just wanted to win.
Competitive.
You can eliminate everybody you don't want by keeping it relevant, and you want to make sure it's still valuable, right? Like, if nobody, well, I mean, this is not a good situation to be in, but if nobody wants your coaching anyways, like giving it away doesn't work. So it has to be something that's like in demand that you are giving away. But as long as it is valuable and also just helps the people that you want to work with, then it can be really, really powerful to build a list super quickly.
Awesome. Well, we are getting to that time. It is that time in the interview where I have to ask you for your last words. Because can you believe it? That flew by so fast. I can't even believe it. But I'd like to ask you, what's your last piece of advice? If you had to give a piece of advice to someone who is an entrepreneur that is trying to start or grow their audience.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just to connect with the people that you want to work with and listen to them. We've made so many major improvements just by having conversations. And you know, even recently when we just started this partner program, myself and the team that's working on it has had phone conversations with at least 1,000 people that are in our target market, just asking questions about, you know, the way they do business, what they would like to see out of our product, things like that. And it's made a drastic improvement. And it's so easy to shy away from that because it can be challenging. You know, people are going to make requests that you can't fulfill. People are going to make demands that you just can't live up to. Mm-hmm. But if you don't keep in touch with the people that you're trying to sell to, which surprisingly happens all the time, then you just lose touch of what you're supposed to be doing, and you end up with a product that maybe you like, but that doesn't really matter. What matters is whether the people you're trying to sell to like it. So I think throughout the life cycle of a business, no matter what stage you're at, you should always, always be talking to your target customers and actually listening to them.
That is the best piece of advice ever. And I do this, like, I ask annually. I do surveys annually with my email list and my audience just to make sure I'm still doing what they want me to do.
Yep, that's perfect.
We're even doing market research interviews now. And I'm actually, my assistant is doing it because I'm a personal brand. And I thought that, like, clients and everybody would be afraid of hurting my feelings. So having my assistant do the calls. Yep. And so, like, if they say, like, I don't know, if they say I'm a little much sometimes, I'll never know. Like, if they, like, make fun of me a little, it won't matter. So, yeah, yep. No, it's, I think that's very good advice. So thank you so much for coming on. And I guess tell everybody where they can try Interact. I want to tell them that they should go to LizTeresa.com/Interact because I'm a partner of Interact, and I think it's great. But you can tell
I mean, that
them
totally
too.
That totally works. Yeah, go to LizTeresa.com/Interact, right? That's
where
the right
can
URL.
They find you? Do you have a Twitter that they can tweet you?
Yeah, so I'm on Twitter at Jay Hanum, and then we also are on Twitter as a brand at TriInteract.
Awesome,
so,
and I'll have all of it in the show notes too.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Josh. You were just great. I thought you were great.
Awesome, thank you. I really appreciate you having me here.
And thank you everyone for listening. Bye everyone. Thanks so much for listening today. Be sure to subscribe, listen again later, tell your friends, leave a review, because all of that helps me do all of this. For show notes or more information, check out LizTeresa.com/podcast.